Now, you can find out about it as an auditor because you act as more or less an automatic withhold to the PC. He's willing to tell you things to the degree that you slam him back in the auditing chair every time he bolts. Look at that as why control mechanisms work. Look at that as why the CCHs work. Look at that as why hand space mimicry, which is all put up a barrier, more or less, why this stuff works. The auditor's operating as an automatic control mechanism that the PC cannot influence or determine. And his confidence in the auditor and his ability to tell the auditor things is in direct ratio to the amount of control he thinks the auditor will clamp on him. So he knows if he starts growing astray and eating empresses or something, well, the auditor's sitting right there to slam him back on the subject, you see? So with some confidence, he can then plow into his psyche. But with an auditor whose control is limp, slack, bleh, no, he isn't going to divulge much. For him to regain enough control requires, as the entering wedge, control of him. For him to regain enough responsibility to get anywhere requires responsibility for him. For him to regain any knowledge of anything requires, on the auditor's point, more knowledge of the situation than the PC has. So if the auditor is senior on all three points of this triangle, to the PC in session, you of course have a very rapid session. But given an irresponsible auditor, or symptoms of irresponsibility in the auditor, and you get no forward push by the PC. PC says, I don't know. I think at one time or another, it does seem to me, looking at this sort of thing here, I used to pick people's teeth rather deeply with a scimitar. The auditor says, yes, yes, go on. Well, that's the end of the tale of the scimitar. Because the auditor apparently was taking no responsibility for the scimitar. Somebody starts playing around with scimitars. The PC knows he can't take responsibility for a scimitar. He's liable to cause anything with a scimitar. He's liable to behead slaves, mamelukes, soldiers, sailors, mistresses, and empresses with scimitars. Just give him one scimitar and he goes amok. He knows that. Down deep someplace, he knows that. He knows he's not a man to be trusted with a scimitar. He's got some idea of what the auditor'd have to do to withhold for him in case he did start running amok with a scimitar. And if the auditor says, well, yes, he's a man. This person isn't being responsible enough. He interprets it as interest, by the way. Person isn't being responsible enough for scimitars for me to have any more to do with them at this point, so the knowledge of it just goes out of sight. Thud. And you've every once in a while had a PC's facsimiles turn off. Bing. Well, he feels he's already gone too far, and he conceives the auditor to be irresponsible for the situation and unwilling to control the session. And to a lesser degree, that the auditor doesn't know his business. I mean, this is a less monitoring factor than you'd think. You could take an auditor who was apparently very, very stupid, had far less knowledge, let us say, of Scientology, but who did a technically accurate job of control and took responsibility for what was going on, and you'd have a session.